In the movie Vertigo, directed by Alfred Hitchcock, Jimmy Stewart plays a private detective named Scotty Ferguson, assigned to follow Kim Novak's Madeline Elster, the wife of an old friend.
She'd driven out to Golden Gate Park and sat by the lake, that's all.
Well?
Speedometer on her car showed that she'd driven 94 miles. Where did she go?
I've got to know, Scotty.
Scotty tails her around San Francisco, keeping his distance. In one scene, he follows her into the Legion of Honor, an art museum in this imposing French neoclassical building.
Say, will you tell me something? That lady sitting in there, who's the woman in the painting she's looking at?
It's been a few years since I've last seen the film, but this is what I remember of this scene. We first get a shot of Scotty standing at the entrance to a gallery as Madeline sits on a bench in front of a painting of a woman named Carlotta. So, Scotty, observing Madeline, observing Carlotta. Then we hop to what Scotty sees. The back of Madeline's head, the painting of Carlotta. Strange similarities between the two. The twist in Carlotta's hair, in Madeline's. The necklace they both wear. It's the back of Madeline's head, though, that's been bugging me. Or maybe not Madeline's. Someone who hasn't been seen in some time. My name is Max. This is Portrait. A story about looking closer. Episode 1. The Room. I stumbled on my story the way you're supposed to, I guess, when I wasn't supposed to be looking for it. But the story has been there for a while. Waiting. Let's start at the outer frame. So like the frame, framing the frame. Sorry. This is my first time doing this first episode ever. Let's start again. In the movie Vertigo, directed by... Sorry. I was in the Salman Room of the New York Public Library. The Schwarzman Building. The one with the lions. I was there to work on my opus. What's my opus? What's your opus? Sorry, that was rude. Touchy subject, I guess. Is it presumptuous to call something I haven't made yet my opus? Maybe. I make sound collages, made up of bits of conversations, memories, other stuff. I don't usually share them, but I've been building something. Or something's been building up in me. That sounds gassy. Anyways, that's the opus, the thing that I'll put out there when I'm ready to share it. So, what's it about? That's been the problem, finding my focus in all the noise. Something, social media anxiety, fake friends, real friends, who are we really, blah, 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 blah. Given my little layover between temporary employment assignments, now was the perfect time to finally figure out where I am going with this. So, where am I going with this? I was having a lot of trouble making any progress, and I needed a change of scenery. If you're a student or someone who works from home, do you find you're able to concentrate better when you take your work to a coffee shop, a bar, or a library? Anyways, this is why my friend Alice recommended I try working here.
You need a room of your own, Max.
That's Alice.
That you can share with strangers.
Alice thinks she's making sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Alice thought she had the answer, or at least the place where I could find it.
I don't want to put too much pressure on one room.
I don't want to fault the room. The room is beautiful and interesting. Maybe it was just a problem of getting to know it, because I wanted to get to know it first. So how can I describe it to you? The room is like a gallery. Or it's not like, it is a gallery. That's what its purpose was when it was designed by architects Carey and Hastings in the 19th century. And yes, there's a little bit of research there. Those are real names. Here are some more facts. The Salomon Room measures 4,500 square feet. It can seat 128 people at 16 solid black walnut tables. The floor is dark maple. Again, I found those items online. I measured none of these things, nor do I know anything about wood. There's not just people reading and studying, but people passing through. Organized tours, tourists on their own, taking photos. It's an active space. But that doesn't tell you what it feels like. This room feels like a scene in a movie, when something is about to go down. A mystery happening before your eyes. But I'm skipping ahead. I started looking at the portraits on the walls. All these society people, famous folk. Well, I think I should know them. And I do, some of them. Mary Wollstonecraft, Truman Capote, Washington Irving, a painting of a blind John Milton dictating Paradise Lost to his daughters, a pair of George Washingtons, not different George Washingtons, George Washingtons, but by different artists. Also a pair of paintings of a married couple called the Coburns in costume as Rosalind and Orlando from Shakespeare's As You Like It, one of Charles Astor Bristed by C.M. Ross, which makes me think of McLovin from Superbad. And then comes Kitty. Kitty Fisher is the name on the plaque. But it's not the name that rings a bell. Not the name of the artist, Joshua Reynolds, though they're both pretty important, for different reasons which I'll get to later. But right now, I'm out of my chair. Something has happened. I've seen this painting before, in a different context. Let me back up. A few months ago, I joined Instagram, kind of begrudgingly. I had soured on social media, maybe for the same reasons you've soured on it. It wasn't necessarily the fever pitch of political posts from the 2016 election, though that was certainly feverish. You know, according to a story I heard on NPR's Morning Edition, people who spend more time on social media may feel more socially isolated than people who don't. That shouldn't make sense, but makes complete sense. As the NPR correspondent reported, Shankar Vedantam, and let's give him his due, this might be because our online lives fail to match up with our real ones. For me, I couldn't tell anymore what was real. People's lives. What was outside the frame? So I suspended my Facebook account. Just to take a break. That was 2 years ago. And I didn't miss it. Mostly. There was an ongoing conversation and I wasn't part of it. Not that I thought people were talking behind my back or anything. It's just, how do I explain something you already understand? Picture yourself in a room with the blinds down. What's it like outside? Is it sunny? Are there people cavorting on the other side of your window? Are there opportunities for you to join said cavorting, if this would be desirable? Hell if you know, you're in a room with the blinds down. Also, your experiences outside have led to a vicious sunburn and a compound fracture of the tibia. But what if you just take a peek? Okay, I already hate this metaphor. But while I didn't want to rejoin Facebook, I felt disconnected. I wanted to take a peek.
You should join Instagram.
That's Alice again.
I just post pictures of my cats. Also my kid. Mostly my cats.
So if I want to see your cats, or your kid...
You just come to our house.
Done.
Oh, you're here.
I was actually at the house Alice owns with her husband, Anthony, in College Point, Queens. We were downstairs, in their family room. For the record, their cats were nowhere in sight. But her son Boyd was on the floor deconstructing a jigsaw puzzle.
Instagram's a little more innocuous than Facebook.
Aren't they intertwined?
They sure are, but that doesn't mean they don't offer different user experiences.
Ooh, what kind of different user experiences do they offer?
Creepy.
You're the one who said user experience.
Anyway, Instagram is pictures, not diatribes, if that's what put you off Instagram.
I feel like there are going to be some visual artists that are going to be offended by your statement that their digital images aren't considered diatribes.
Just join. Or don't join. Or join. Dip your toe back into the fake digital social waters. It's piss warm and lovely.
So I joined, because apparently Alice is behind my important life decisions. I decided, however, on Instagram, I would only post the truth. I would have principles. I posted nothing for a while. I just looked out the window. And that's when I saw the post. I don't even know how it showed up in my feed. In my principled way, I was very selective in who and what I chose to follow. Institutions I had a legitimate interest in. People that had played a role in my life. I mean, the number that we're talking here is admittedly not large. Usually it's the image that's arresting, right? That's what's supposed to be seen first. And pictures do usually capture my attention that way, even if I do love to read. But it was the hashtag. Because what it said. Hashtag last known appearance. It was the caption for a photo someone posted of the portrait I wouldn't know until later was Kitty Fisher, the portrait hanging in the Solomon room. But it wasn't just her. There was someone else there, the back of someone's head, standing in front of the painting, looking up. There was something eerie about the image. Part of it is, you couldn't even see the person's face. You couldn't see the person's expression. I keep saying person, because I couldn't tell if this was a man or a woman. This person was so anonymous. It could be anyone. In the Solomon room, I open up Instagram. searching for the hashtag again. There are two posts. One of an image of an eerie handprint by someone. I won't mention the profile name, but it's not the one. The other, though. First of all, what I didn't remember? The hashtag is the same as the profile, and it's all that's there. Only this photo in front of the painting. I hold up the image in front of the portrait. I try to position my head to match the head in the photo. I even try to replicate the photo, taking an anonymous selfie with my phone held behind the back of my head. I'm actually able to match the image pretty closely. A decent trick if I ever want to swap my face with the other side of my head, though anybody paying attention to me probably thinks I'm a weirdo. Which is fine. I think of myself like Jimmy Stewart following Kim Novak in Vertigo, observing Madeline, observing the portrait of Carlotta in the Legion of Honor. Except, in the movie, the connection between the portrait subject and the portrait viewer jumps off the screen. It's obvious. What's the connection here between the viewer and portrait? Why choose it? To announce, what? A departure? I close my eyes and take several steps back in my head. I walk backward out of the room, down the stairs to the library entrance, opening my bag for security down the main steps past the lines to Fifth Avenue and stop. In the crowd of people on the steps is the back of someone's head, and that back of someone's head is familiar, even if I can't make out the rest of the body. Now I'm following the head, which seems to float through the crowd, moving forward again now. Moving forward again, up the main steps, opening my bag for security, up the stairs, into the room, and stop in front of the portrait. And last known appearance. Last known what? Appearance? What does that mean? Last known appearance. I'm going off the grid after this. I've had it with being tracked, machine learning, digging into my every transaction, seeing what I do, analyzing what I do, knowing me. Last known appearance before I'm somewhere else, someone else, and we don't know each other anymore. Last known appearance before I'm gone. I don't know. What am I looking at? Should I keep going? Keep looking? Yes. I'll follow wherever this path leads. Sometimes the images we find arresting, that haunt us even after we're not in the room with them anymore, they do so because they're looking back. Next time on Portrait. This is Max again. Want to take a closer look at Portrait? Follow me on Instagram. My handle is, one word, Max is on the gram, to find photos of the Solomon Room and more. Plus, post your own photos using hashtag portraitpodcast. I also recommend, if possible, coming to the Solomon Room yourself and listening to this podcast while you're there. The Stephen A. Schwartzman Building is at 476 Fifth Avenue on the corner of 42nd Street. It's open to the public every day of the week. You can find the regular hours by going to www.nypl.org and looking under locations.